It was the summer of 1969, and video cameras in New York captured a series of concerts in Harlem, featuring artists who would go on to become musical legends, the likes of Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, and Gladys Knight. But for decades, no one was interested in the footage. The musician known as Questlove took up the challenge in a documentary that brings history to life. It's part of his ongoing work in music, and also now in a new book. Jeffrey Brown talked with Questlove recently for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gladys Knight!
The musicians, some all-time greats. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Oh, I heard it since the dawning of the era of Aquarius. The music lifting you to the sky. The setting, the Harlem Cultural Festival in 1969. All of it stunning and amazing to see in 2021. But even more mind-blowing, how close it came to being lost forever. The moment you saw what happened here, you knew you were onto something. This was something big.
Absolutely, yeah. And even to be here and to see the structure, like, I definitely remember this shot.
The renowned musician Amir Thompson, better known as Questlove, made his directorial debut this year with the acclaimed documentary, Summer of Soul.
Are you ready, black people? Are you ready?
But when we met recently in Marcus Garvey Park, the site of the original concerts 52 years ago, when it was still called Mount Morris Park, he told me he hesitated to take on the project when first shown the archival footage.
I was just like, no, this is too much responsibility. This is not just putting a concert together. This is correcting history, and I didn't know if I was worthy enough to be in the position to be the person that leads the charge.
A very specific time and place in history. Through a series of concerts attracting some 300,000 over 6 weekends in the hot summer of 1969,
it took me by surprise.
The film documents a musical revolution as it was taking place. It also captures expressions of black pride and power and demands for social justice that offered Thompson another way in.
It wasn't lost on us that literally at the same time that we're in the editing process of the film, suddenly there's a political charge in the air that was just like 50 years ago. And then once the knobs started turning up a little bit more with the Black Lives Matter protest, then I was like, wow, like the same exact things that we're editing right now is happening in real time.
Questlove, now 50, is a man who clearly loves to connect to different kinds of music, art forms, histories. He's been around music his whole life, joining his parents in soul and doo-wop bands even as a child. He first came to fame as drummer and co-founder of The Roots, a hip-hop band founded in Philadelphia in 1987. Roots started as house band on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon in 2009 and have continued with The Tonight Show. He's a DJ, producer, songwriter, author. He even hosts a food program looking at his love of cuisine and at equity issues.
And we even made Questlove into a little edamame bean here.
I'm eating my own face.
Thank you, brother. What's your name?
And he's deep into a lifelong role as music educator and historian.
I'm one of those people that when I learn something, I get excited and I feel special and I feel like smarter. People want to feel enlightened. So my thing is like, I want to be the guy that throws the alley-oop shot and then you put the ball in the hoop and then you feel like, I did that. You know, I helped a little bit, but that to me is, that's the important part.
His new book, Music is History, is a kind of playlist of songs that speak to events since 1971, the year he was born. But it's a Questlove-style playlist, lesser-known songs matched with events in unexpected ways.
I personally believe that music is a Polaroid shot of life. And the way that I remember history, I frame it through music.
You're not picking the best known or most loved.
Not even the best known. And at that, you know, I'm still trying to provide, I'm trying to plant seeds.
Early hip-hop, he says, offered him a kind of education, learning about music through sampling from earlier recordings while connecting to contemporary issues in the lyrics.
Hip-hop planted seeds between 88 In 92, I went to the library a lot to look up old articles, to, you know, do the scroll things that they do at libraries. I mean, we have the internet now, but back then you had to stay at the library for 8 hours. That was my internet. And I kind of wanted to do the same thing. This time I'm using history to drop seeds on music that people should discover.
But even the classics can fall off the map. Thompson told me of teaching at NYU and realizing how few of his students knew of an album he and many consider a milestone of popular music. It's close to midnight. Michael Jackson's 1982 Thriller.
If there's a chance in time for people not to know, like, Michael Jackson's Thriller, was that a thing back in the day? Like, that's what I knew. Oh, everything's up for grabs. Like, I can never take for granted that history will be remembered. And it's not glamorous. Like, who gets in the rap game to want to be like your hall monitor teacher? Okay, class, like that sort of thing.
Time to remember history.
But,
to,
you know, I guess you could say that I'm music's hall monitor. So.
There's another connecting thread in his work, one embedded in the Summer of Soul film project. Freedom. 1969, of course, was also the year of Woodstock. And the film that came out the following year helped define and enshrine an era and its music. The Harlem Cultural Festival was shot by a director named Hal Tulchin with hopes it too would become a film. But he never found a distributor and the footage sat in a basement for decades.
And I wonder, if this film were allotted the same path, like would it have found me? For a lot of, not even African Americans, but just people in general that love music, I just thought, like, instantly, this film could have changed lives.
It raises the question of sort of what gets remembered in American culture, what gets honored. Woodstock did, the Harlem Cultural Festival did not.
Right.
Why has it been so hard to preserve this and other black music?
I'm so in love with music, and just the passion that I have for it. I want people to see the magic that I see. I've got sunshine. And oftentimes, because black creators aren't seen as artists or in importance, like their canon isn't held up the same way, it's often seen as disposable. Our history's disposable. And that, to me, that's the true meaning of, in my definition of what Black Lives Matter means, is that even our creations, our art, our stories are just as important and life-changing.
Some very good news. Amir Thompson, Questlove, says since the film came out, he's heard from archives all over the country telling him of other largely unknown treasures. That means there's more to come. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem, New York.